Major upgrades are underway for the Delaware Memorial Bridge. The twin span connecting Delaware and New Jersey is only the second bridge in the nation to be retrofitted with a new system designed to fight corrosion and extend the lifespan of the structure. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Mark Eichmann reports.
Nearly 18 million toll-paying vehicles crossed the Delaware Memorial Bridge in 2016. That beat the record set the year before. This year could set another record for the southernmost hard crossing of the Delaware River joining Delaware and New Jersey. The bridge is maintained by the Bi-State Delaware River and Bay Authority. Vince McConey is DRBA's chief operations officer.
We have the same problem that everybody else in the country does. We have aging infrastructure. Our two bridges were built in 1951 and 1968, so aging infrastructure requires a lot of time, money, and effort to keep it up to date and keep it running.
The opening of the first span of the bridge in 1951 was a grand spectacle, as evidenced by this newsreel from the Delaware Public Archives.
On a hot day in mid-August, the Delaware Memorial Bridge was dedicated. It was an exciting day for Delawareans, governors and other officials of two states, leaders in industry, and two Medal of Honor winners. Press, radio, and television were prepared to give the event the greatest coverage of any Delaware event to that time.
At the time, it was the sixth longest bridge in the world. A single span saw so much traffic, a second span was planned and completed just 17 years later. No one back then could have imagined the technology now used to monitor and maintain the twin span. The Delaware River and Bay Authority recently deployed a new drone that can fly and swim underwater to inspect the bridge. New technology is being added to the bridge structure itself. The bridge is only the second in the nation to be retrofitted with a dehumidification system to reduce corrosion along the main cable supports. Joseph Gibbons is maintenance director for the DRBA.
The main cables are made of steel, and the number one problem that we have to prevent on our bridge is we want to prevent corrosion. So the dehumidification project is being installed to protect those main cables from the threat of corrosion and to slow it down almost to a negligible point so the cables hopefully will last for many, many generations.
With a price tag of $33 million, the dehumidification project will seal the main bridge cables in airtight wraps that will ensure little to no moisture can get to the cables. The dehumidification effort is part of major upgrades for the bridge.
We have, for the last 2 years, had a capital improvement program of almost $100 million. And frankly, you're going to see that for the next 5 to 10 years, the same volume of work.
Other upgrades include a new lighting system and new electronic toll collection equipment. Those toll lanes provide a critical source of revenue to fund all of the maintenance and upgrades.
All of our money comes from toll revenues from the bridge, from fees that we charge our customers who ride on the ferries, and landing fees at the airports. We do not use any taxpayer dollars.
Later this year and into next year, workers will replace the pin and link system on the bridge. That's the primary connection point between the structure of the bridge deck and the massive towers supporting the suspension cable. There are also plans for some added protection in the river. Bumpers will be built in the Delaware River around the base of the bridge towers. The collision protection system currently in place was designed for smaller ships than those that currently pass under the bridge.
Today's barges and ships are much bigger than they used to be when the bridges were constructed, so we're going to construct an advanced ship collision system that consists of basically some pillars that are anchored in the river, so if a ship should stray off course and hit one of the pillars, it would not damage the bridge.
McConey says the DRBA will likely have to make that $40 million plus investment in the next few years. With all the upgrades and investments going in, DRBA officials expect the Delaware Memorial Bridge to be in business for at least another 100 years. From the Delaware desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.